My current role is the administrative captain, and the administrative captain is one of four captains at the sheriff's office. My current role is to develop policy procedure at the sheriff's office. I am the litigation liaison between the sheriff's office and county council. And overall, I manage our personnel unit, our professional standards unit, our IT unit, and a couple other small specialty units. One of those is investigations. I shouldn't actually say small. Our investigations unit has about 30 people in it. If our investigations unit was a standalone police department, it would probably be about the third largest police department or fourth largest police department in this county. So it's a number of detectives that do specialty work.
Now, in some of the debates, I know it's not unusual for the Andy Lopez shooting to come up and to be talked about. And it's one of the main things that some of the people in the community want to hear your opinions about. I know you were very involved in the community afterwards as part of a community board. Can you tell us about that board and what you did on it?
Certainly. So in the wake of the Andy Lopez shooting, the Board of Supervisors convened a task force. And we ultimately named it the CAI Task Force, and that stood for Community and Local Law Enforcement Task Force. And it was charged with really a few different items. One was to examine the relationship between the police and the community. Two, it was tasked with bringing up policy recommendations for the future. Three, it was engaged in just listening to the community, hearing their concerns, letting us be a sounding board to their concerns. And then finally, we were to examine the relationship between a sheriff's office and a coroner's office. In our county, we have a combined sheriff-coroner, and there were some concerns that were brought up about separating the sheriff's office from the coroner's office so that we'd have an independent medical examiner for officer-involved shootings. So we examined these different items. We spent 15 months. We met about once a week. Sometimes we met more, but on average, it was about once a week. You know, it was a great experience for me. It really cemented the fact that as a public agency, the sheriff's office or any police agency needs to listen to the community and hear their concerns and be willing to adapt to those concerns.
That sounds like some of the learnings from the Lopez shooting. What are the other things that the sheriff's department learned from that incident?
I think we learned that, at least initially, after the incident happened, that we failed to engage the community the way the community really expected us to engage. There was some criticism of our former sheriff that he failed to be out there with the public and answer their concerns, hear their frustrations, their anger in some instances. And, you know, I think, you know, some of that criticism is deserved, it was really unexplored territory for us. We had never had such a tragedy strike the sheriff's office or our community in such a profound way. So it was definitely a learning curve for all of us. And I think, you know, overall, we are a better sheriff's office today because of the input that we've received from the community. And that input, quite frankly, was some very sharp criticism. But I think you learn from criticism. And if you're not learning from criticism, then you tend to dismiss it. So I think overall it was very positive.